from the WGXC newsroom. This is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Brown. Linda Purcell reports for the Columbia Green Media that the ugliness and degradation of current national politics was in Hudson on November the 1st as an unidentified person threw dog feces at city officials during a budget hearing discussion about the city's youth department. The feces were in a plastic bag and hit the side of a table and the floor, but not any humans. The mayor's assistant, Brandon Mahaltz, cleaned up the bag. Hudson Police Chief L. Edward Moore said that so far the person responsible is unknown, despite a packed audience and numerous city officials in the room. He said, and I quote, "We will investigate. We have leads," end quote. The excrement was thrown after Mayor Rick Rector announced that he had let Nick Zakos, the city's youth director, go as of November 1st. Common Council President Tom DiPietro said, and I quote, "It's hard to believe this meeting, which was postponed by the mayor and treasurer, which was held at what appeared to be the last minute in order to give the mayor time to fire the head of the youth department," end quote. Rector claimed Zakos was not fired and said he has offered him another position. After the announcement about Zakos' job, DiPietro made a motion to allow public comment, but Rector and City Treasurer Heather Campbell refused to let the public have their say. Full disclosure, DiPietro is also a volunteer programmer at WGXC, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Emily Burkhardt reports for WNYT Television in Albany that Governor Andrew Cuomo did not show up for the final gubernatorial debate November 1st before the election. The League of Women Voters, who sponsored the event, said Cuomo didn't tell organizers he wasn't coming until 2 days before the debate. Instead, Republican candidate Mark Molinaro, Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins, and independent candidates Stephanie Miner and Larry Sharp discussed issues important to the state. Hawkins said on the subject of infrastructure, and I quote, 1,837 bridges are structurally deficient. That's a $67 billion bill right there. I'm sorry the MTA needs money. That's what other governors have done. They put it out. Cuomo pulls it out for a ski resort and the MTA is crumbling, end quote. Molinaro talked about corruption after many high-level officials and representatives have been arrested in the past few years. He said, and I quote, "Today, after 8 years of the status Cuomo, we have the highest tax state and we shoulder the highest burden of property taxes of any people in the country. We have the most corrupt state government by any measurements, and we are stealing and defrauding taxpayers," end quote. Miner also had a problem with the rampant corruption in the state capitol. He said, and I quote, "I will also close the political anonymous LLC contributions and stop the dark money and the pay-to-play economic development, and I will rebuild our state's infrastructure, and I will bring open and accountable, transparent government to Albany," end quote. Sharp made a case for himself as an alternative, and I quote, "The Democrats have been failing for the past 16 years. Republicans have been watching for 16 years, and they have no plans. Democrats have no plan. Republicans have no plan. You heard nothing but plans from me. You don't like my ideas? No worries. Help me fix them. I need you. I don't have a party. I have you. You stay with me. We can make a real change in this state," end quote. Cuomo was at an airport in Syracuse November 1st. The entire debate was live streamed on the League of Women Voters Twitter feed, Facebook, and YouTube pages. Read the full story at the WNYT website. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, and U.S. Housing and Urban Development Regional Administrator Lynn Patton visited the Bliss Towers public housing on November 1st and said they approved of the improvements there. Over $300,000 in federal funds have been spent recently at the 9-story, 117-unit apartment building for mixed-income residents at the corner of North Street. Patton said, and I quote, "Bliss Towers has been a blight on the HUD roadmap for a while, and we have been getting complaints, so I made it one of my top priorities to get out here and see what residents were talking about. This is inexcusable in the United States of America. Everybody deserves to be healthy and housed. It's amazing to come back and see it, Bliss Towers, on the path to full circle, end quote. Basso spoke about privatizing public housing. He said, and I quote, "What I have seen is when you have the private investor come in, they tend to pay much more attention to preserving that investment and ensuring the facilities are maintained properly," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Carmine Henriquez reports for the Columbia paper that Germantown officials discussed negotiations with Amtrak about their proposed fences and gates along the Hudson River at a meeting October 9th. The board is opposed to the fences and discussed contacting CSX, the company that owns the train tracks, leasing them to Amtrak. Supervisor Robert Bury said, and I quote, "I feel we should be prepared for mitigation," end quote. Bury said that Amtrak first agreed to Germantown's requested changes to the fence plans, but, and I quote, "that changed after the letter was submitted," end quote. Bury wants town officials to have a plan before their next meeting with Amtrak. He said, and I quote, "We have to make sure that we are prepared, that we bring our entire game. We won't have another chance," end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.